Los Angeles has officially released an earthquake early warning app. It's called Shake Alert LA, and it's designed to warn people that a quake of 5.0 or greater magnitude is coming seconds before the shaking begins. Sandin Totten is science reporter in Los Angeles. Sandin, how does the app work?
So I just downloaded it. I have not yet gotten an alert, so I don't know exactly what it'll look like when an earthquake strikes, but the way it should work is that, you know, you have to turn the app on once, but you don't leave it on, and it'll work in the background. And when it gets sort of an indication that, you know, there's shaking happening in the distance somewhere, you'll get a little buzzing on your phone, and it'll say, you know, you've got, I don't know, 10 seconds before you should feel shaking in your area. And that'll give you enough time to kind of drop, cover, get under a table, you know, make sure you're safe and you're ready for what's about to happen.
Well, let me just say, I'm glad that you haven't gotten a warning yet. And we hope you don't for quite some time. But I guess the way this works is that the speed of modern day communications, like a warning that you'll get on the app, is faster than the seismic shaking that goes through rock. Is that correct?
Yeah. So what happens when you have an earthquake is that you've got two different kinds of sort of seismic waves. And the first ones are called P waves, and they're actually not that damaging. They're not really the kind we'd feel, but that would be set off first, and those would travel through the rock. And the sensors that we have all throughout the state, these little boxes that we've buried in the ground near faults, they're going to pick up that P wave shaking, and they can send an alert that goes faster than the P wave to all the phones and satellite towers and stuff like that saying, you know, hey, something's coming your way. Then the second set of waves, the S waves, they're the ones that really shake the rock, kind of like, you know, the Incredible Hulk pounding on the ground sort of thing. And those also go a little bit slower than modern communication. So you really have all this time when there could be lead time if we can get the message out where these sensors have felt something shaking, but it hasn't reached people in major cities maybe yet or far away from the fault. Now, the problem is if you're standing right on top of the fault, there's going to be virtually no time for a warning to happen. We wouldn't be able to beat those shaking waves. But if you're a good distance away, maybe 100 miles or something from the fault, you could get, you know, tens of seconds of warning. And that could really be a huge boon for anybody who needs to get prepared.
That's a good point there. I mean, how much warning would it take to really be able to prepare? If you had just a few seconds, what could you do in that time?
Well, you might not be able to do a lot. If you're hearing this right now and you're about to have an earthquake, drop, cover, get under a table or something and hold on. But what really is important here is all the things that could be automated. So, Lisa, imagine an earthquake starts and all the trains in California suddenly slow down or come to a stop so they don't get thrown off the tracks. Imagine if in hospitals, surgeons get an alert and they can put down their scalpel right before they're about to do some sort of tricky incision. Elevators pause midair so that they're not going to, you know, get jostled or fall. Even utilities could shut off so power lines aren't going to break. There's a lot of automated stuff that could happen within seconds, and that's the stuff that could really be important.
And some of this is already going on in Mexico and Japan. There are early warning systems there that apparently worked very well. What are the possible faults, excuse the word, but the faults of this one?
Yeah. So, yeah, Mexico and Japan have both had theirs for quite a while, decades. And one of the things that you have to worry about is that there are a lot of false alarms. That's going to be part of the game here. There could be shaking caused by construction or other things that might be able to trigger it in weird cases. There's also, you know, the just false alarms where maybe the shaking wasn't as bad as they thought. And you're going to see that there might be a quake and then you feel nothing. We may, if you have this app, get an alert and then feel nothing. But I guess it's all supposed to be worth it if we get that warning before the big one.
So this is just for Los Angeles County. Are there any plans for a similar app in other cities in California or for the whole state?
Yeah. So right now we've got several hundred sensors in California. They want to do maybe double that. I think we have about 600 in California and maybe 800 up and down the West Coast. And these sensors, you know, if we get a whole bunch more, we could really expand the system. Right now we're just piloting this app in Los Angeles. But there are plans for a statewide one to be rolled out eventually. And I think the goal, one day, USGS would love to have a whole West Coast-wide shake alert that could warn people even in Seattle or, you know, Oregon about impending quake doom.
Impending quake doom. It sounds like if you have that kind of hanging over your head that there might not be any app that can make you feel better about it, but you live in Los Angeles. To what extent do you actually feel more secure now that you downloaded it?
I'm more excited to see how the technology works. This app has a little checklist about a quake kit you can get together, you know, all the supplies you might need, the water, food rations, you know, all that stuff. I think that would make you feel a lot more secure because, you know, there's a good chance a lot of us are going to survive the big quake, but the hard part is going to be after the rebuilding and getting your life back together. So the prep you do now could really help.
By the way, when you say the big quake, the big one, what are the latest forecasts in terms of seismic activity?
Oh, well, the latest hasn't changed a lot in that we're really overdue for a major quake on the San Andreas Fault. We just know it'll do a lot of damage. We don't know when it's coming or how bad it'll be, but you know, the science says it will happen. So it could happen right now on this phone call. So if I suddenly go dark, you know, that's what happened.
Well, there's an app for that. Sandon Totten, science reporter in Los Angeles. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Stay safe, everyone.